My brothers and sisters, the listeners, and the whole country, I have a special announcement to make. I have just received a letter from the Nuncio, His Excellency Archbishop Michael August Bloom, SVD, and the letter reads thus: I'm happy to inform you about the following message from the Holy See. And I quote, welcoming the invitation of the respective heads of state and of the bishops, His Holiness Pope Francis will undertake an apostolic voyage in Kenya from 25th to 27th November, in Uganda from 27th to 29th November, and in the Central African Republic from the 29th to the 30th November. The program of the voyage will be published soon. The program of the voyage will be published soon, I like to emphasize. The nuncio continues, may I ask that this please be transmitted to the Catholic media so that it may be broadcast Thursday, the 10th September. With cordial best wishes, I'm yours in the divine word. Signed, Michael August Bloom, SVD. So, the news that we have been waiting for has come. The Holy Father will be coming to Uganda from the 27th to the 29th November. The program of the voyage will be published soon. And again, I will emphasize the word published soon. The general public certainly is going to be asking, where is the Holy Father going to visit? Those are the details that we are waiting for to be published, to be announced. So kindly be patient, pressmen and presswomen, especially with information pertaining to this visitation. The program is not yet published, but the date of his arrival is the 27th, and he will be with us up to the 29th November. Please allow me to thank His Holiness for accepting the invitation of the head of state, our bishops, our conference. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions, you know where the Catholic Secretariat is situated, and you know how best to get us. Most of you know our telephone number, which is 0774-617149. Thank you so much, and God bless, and may the Pope bring us the grace that we so much need in Uganda today. Thank you so much for your attention. Again, of course, respectfully, the bishops, the cardinals certainly, and all the archbishops and the bishops, the listeners, the clergy, the religious, and all people of God in Uganda.